I'll tell you a story. All good friends of mine are the heroes and survivors of a terrible time. Two great peoples separated by the sea, joined in the understanding of a great calamity. Oh, great calamity. 1831, it was the darkest of their years. Andrew Jackson drove the Choctaw on the Trail of Tears, with the saber and the rifle, on a 1,000-mile drive to the land of Oklahoma. Only half would survive, only half would survive. They called it reservation. It was a cage without a wire. What 100 years later the Germans would admire, surrounded by a state that held the lock and key to the vision of their future and their free humanity. Oh, their free humanity. In the Emerald Irish land, famine stalked the countryside with doom on every hand. Starvation, desperation, driven to extremes, they died eating grass, their mouths stained with green. Oh, their mouths stained with green. And it was the British Empire that held the lock and key to their island reservation and their free humanity. Across the hungry countryside, they walked a trail of tears. Through death and emigration, half the people disappeared. Half the people disappeared. Travels fast when it goes from hand to hand, all across the mighty ocean to the Oklahoma land. And when the Choctaw heard the story of the Irish and their plight, they knew they were related, though their skins were red and white. Though their skins were red and white. And though their hands were nearly empty and their lands were nearly bare, they collected all the money that they thought that they could spare, and they sent it off to Ireland, to their unknown new friends. $700, it was a fortune to them then. It was a fortune to them then. You may wonder at my story, you may marvel at its worth, but I tell you there is goodness in the people of the earth, and I tell you there is beauty in the darkest of the days, and a light to come shining, blow the darkness all away, blow the darkness all away.